I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The FAA is dialing back the flight restrictions it ordered at 40 major airports. The aim was to ease pressure on air traffic controllers who are already short-staffed and going unpaid during the government shutdown. Flight schedules had been cut by 6%. That's now being relaxed to 3%. Shareholders of Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern have voted in favor of the railroad's proposed $85 billion merger. It'll create the nation's first coast-to-coast rail network. The deal still needs the approval of the U.S. Surface Transportation Board. And Seth Sutel reports it was another bumpy day of trading on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 was down as much as 1.3% in the early going before ending with a dip of just 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite erased its early loss and flipped to a gain of 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 309 points. It's about 0.7%.
For the week, the S&P and the Dow saw modest gains, but the Nasdaq dropped 0.5%. I'm Ben Thomas.